Hi guys, welcome to Pillow Talks.
Hey, no one.
No one needs to be feeling nothing.
I do.
Is it possible to learn how to, you know, love and value yourself after a breakup?
Yeah, it definitely is.
Like,
it definitely is. But that starts with you doing it with yourself. You love and value yourself first. You build that relationship with you. And then once you get to a point where you...
Sorry. I don't know what's going on here.
Once you get to a point where you can be your own source of that love and energy and good, healthy relationship, you can give it to someone else. Or yeah. Share it with someone else.
How long is it though? Because I feel like once you overcome a heartbreak or a breakup with someone, you should take a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Sometimes certain people are like, if I wait too long, I won't find the person for me. Because you know when a lot of girls just like break up with their partners?
Yeah.
There's always someone waiting to kind of like scoop you.
There's always a backup one.
Yeah. Not necessarily.
I don't really have a backup.
I don't have one, but they're available at a call.
These people just pop out of nowhere.
Nah, mine are available at call.
Oh, Jesus, must be nice.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
It's like, you know, just be like, hey, how are you? I'm joking. I don't have no backup. But my whole thing is, yeah, once you end, especially like a serious relationship, yeah, once you end it, I feel like you need time. And in that time, you need to understand what you learned from that relationship, what you've gained from that relationship, how you can move forward from that relationship.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not the easiest way to move forward. Sometimes it's an upsetting way to move forward.
Yeah, because making the right choices or doesn't automatically mean you're going to be okay. Because you feel like it's the right decision to make to end the relationship and go your separate ways. It doesn't mean you're not going to miss the person. It doesn't mean you're not going to be hurt or
100
want to go run back to them. But it's them ones where you have to, even when you do miss them, it's a matter of finding things that, okay, how can, not necessarily get my mind off it, what can I do to stop myself from feeling like I've done something wrong because I've missed them, kind of thing.
Yeah.
If you get what I mean. Because it's like, once you look at that feeling of missing a person as it being negative, it's almost like, oh my God, I might have made the wrong decision. Let me run back to them.
Oh yeah, and that's the worst, like...
That's the worst mistake you can make.
I'm a victim of that.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah. Like, I miss them so much and I feel like my heart hurts and whatever, like, oh my God, did I make the right decision? Like, was I too quick in this?
It's when you end a relationship and you're just there like, okay, cool. Me and this person have ended. And you're like, okay, you know, we've both gone our separate ways. And it's like, you start dating again. Like, you can say this, like, I have been the one to be like, oh yeah, he's a nice guy, but he's not like...
Oh yeah, when you compare, yes, it's not...
It's nice. Like, you're just there like, he's a nice guy, but he's not like... And be like, he's not supposed to be like him.
If you feel like you find yourself doing that, that's a red flag for yourself.
Yeah.
That is actually a red flag.
No, you know, it took me a while to deep that. Because it's like, when they're not like this other person that I was with, I'm there thinking there's something wrong with them. No. There's something wrong with me. And then I had to take time out and be like, stop trying to settle. It's like, when you come out of a serious relationship, that's one thing that a lot of people... decide to do. They decide to start
settle for the next best thing
or the next thing that presents itself.
Yeah,
it's not it you know, that's one thing that I've realized. It's never always the best thing. It's just whatever presents itself. So it's like, oh, and he shows a bit of insight. Oh, especially when it's nicely packaged. Especially when it's nicely packaged, because you can be there like, yep, you know what, guys. No, I know I said I'm single, but
yeah, and you're now all like, oh my
god, I'm not anymore. So I know someone that like, likes to do those pop-ups. Like, remember when I said I'm single? Oh yeah. No, that's not me anymore.
It's just pretty short. Do you know what, I am still single, relax. It's just a matter of listen, I'll be minding my business. If a person wants to get to know me, or I get to know them, then there's no harm in it.
There's no harm in it. That's the thing, though. I feel like you know when they say there's those people that can't be by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be that person.
Oh no!
I used to be that person. There was no bruh, Maria by herself. She breaks up with this person. I'm always like, that's why there was times when it's like heartbreak never struck.
Yeah.
Never struck me like that until
you found
the one. I found the one where I was there like, you know what, guys, this is it. He's too perfect, but I'm so sorry. This is it for me. Until we broke up, I was just there like, so what am I gonna do?
Yeah.
Cause you know, girls, we do act crazy sometimes after a breakup. And I tend to feel like I'm not a crazy person. I'm not.
That's crazy.
I tend to feel like, well, in that situation, not all of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In that situation, I felt like I was the crazy one. And even when I explained to people, like, my crazy, they were like, that's not crazy though. It's like, I just wanted my baby back. Like, it's funny now that I say it, because it's like, no, I don't.
Yeah,
but it's like, in that moment, I was like, I just wanted my baby back. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. What the hell? I'll be like, oh, Tam, I just done something crazy. She'll be like, what'd you do? I'm like, I'm outside his house. Oh, what the fuck are you doing there? What the hell are you doing there?
How?
And they're like, no, man. He needs to explain. Like, you need and to this explain is why, bit by
in
bit.
In a sense, it's good to do this whole long distance thing. Because who's going to travel for 2 hours?
Me, not
for
me.
For you to maybe not open the door. I have to ask you if you're home, first of all, before I even decide to do a surprise trip. By then, it's not even a surprise anymore, because you know I'm coming.
Nah, mine was a 5-minute walk. Yeah. That's when I was like, hello.
It's only 5 minutes.
I was like, so are you coming outside? I was like, what are you doing outside my house? I was like, so are you coming outside? Are we not talking about... He's there thinking, this is so not your character. Like, what are you doing? I'm there thinking, he better come outside because I'm going to bang on the door. The neighbours are going to hear me. Someone's about to call the police up in this bitch. But this is all in my head. I walked away. I fully got there and I was like, he better come outside. And then I was like, so are you coming outside? He said no. I was like, okay. I guess I'm going home.
That was
now.
A nice 10-minute walk.
Bruh.
Do you know what? It's crazy. Heartbreaks, they're crazy.
It's crazy. Because you know what's mad? Even after that whole situation, I was just there like, okay, cool. Let me move on. I came across someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started, you know, speaking to them and whatnot. I was like, oh, right, okay, cool. He's a nice person. In the moment, I did not deep how much attention this person was giving me.
Because
I'm there like, I'm trying to replace someone through you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, even when I went and like, being like, oh, this is what he's telling me. My friends would be like, oh my God, he's so nice, he's so sweet, he's liking you stuff. And they're like, he's not him. Like, he's not him.
Yeah, but him never even used to do that. So, what are you comparing?
Ah, crazy, innit? You know when they say girls don't know what they want? It's like, I want it, But I don't want it from him.
Yeah.
I want it from the other person. And then it was like, in order for me to get past that, we needed to have certain conversations. That's what he was avoiding. And to me, it's like, once we had these conversations, I was like, I don't need you. I was like, I really don't need you.
Do you actually get what I mean?
I was like, so like, this whole thing happened and you felt this way and you could not sit me down and speak. I was like, I don't need you.
That's how I feel about a particular situation, because it's like, you could have just actually had the conversation with me. Like, I'm all here checking up on you just to see how you're doing, and you're telling me that that's pissing you off. I will never in my existence do that again. Like, is this what we... All right, fair enough. You know what? It is what it is.
If this is where we're at, let us be there.
Do you know what? It's actually fine. I don't mind that the conversation was had now, because it's like, okay, cool. I now see that you are in a completely different space.
What's that song? I see your true
colors.
Shining.
Because it's like,
when someone shows you who they are, you learn to believe it.
Don't take it for a grain of salt. Just go with what they're telling you at this point.
It's the whole thing of making up excuses for people.
Hold on, let me get to that. So when the conversation was had, I was like, okay, now I understand that where you were at the time, we would have never been able to do anything that I had
in mind.
So really and truly, essentially, the best decision someone's made for me is make me their friend and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
So for that, it's like, okay, cool, I understand. But at the same time, I'm like, you could have just said that. How can I be pissing you off and I'm checking up on you?
Rose.
Like, you could have...
But you know one thing I've told myself? A guy that I've slept with cannot be my friend. Never call yourself my friend. Never. We can't do that. You can't call yourself my friend. You know why? You've seen me. You've seen me naked. And you feel like it's okay to come and now say we're friends.
It's an ultimate disrespect.
This is why I felt like in this new world of dating that I've resumed myself to, I need to be able to find out where me and this person is. Because if we're not in a specific place that I have in mind, or, you know, that I've communicated that I have in mind. And that's the thing about guys sometimes. I'm not trying to bash men, because it happens with women as well.
Yeah.
It's when a person tells you they're ready for something when they're not. And then they come to this point and they're like, you know what?
Yeah, I'm not ready for it.
Actually, I don't want it anymore.
Well, I've been guilty of that.
You've done it.
I've done it.
Oh.
Yeah.
See? It goes both ways.
Yeah, actually, it goes both ways.
It goes both ways, but it's like, I've been on the receiving end where it was like, yeah, you know, I want something with ya. And I say, yeah.
And then they come back and
then
like,
it's like, actually, I don't want it. And then when they realize, okay, cool, she's not, you want me to be your friend. Like, okay, cool. I was being nice to you because I'm a nice person. Don't get that twisted.
But now that I'm your friend, best believe I'm not acting the same way as I was, because that was me trying to impress you in order to be your girlfriend. Now I don't have shit to prove, baby.
You know what? That brings me to a question. Do girls act a certain way?
Yes.
Let me lie. You never let me... The girls act a certain way in order to impress guys, but then this is where guys come from and say girls give off a person that they're not. That's why they end up in heartbreak.
Yeah.
So we come and now give across this girl that has everything. I know how to cook, I know how to clean in his house. When it comes to my house, I don't know how to do the same things. So then when he comes to visit me out of the blue to bring me some flowers because he thought of his boo, and he comes and he's seen like yogurt pots in the bed.
You know, the room is looking
upside down. And then it's like, rah, I don't want to be with her anymore.
Yeah. Do you know what? Yeah, I hear that. Because we do want to put on a certain
character that fits into the guys. Yeah,
and this is why I don't like asking certain questions like, oh, what's your type of thing, because subconsciously, in some way, shape, or form, I might try to play and be your type so I can lure you in, type of thing.
Yeah, but that only gets to
four months. Mate, if you can do
if you're lucky, if you're fucking lucky.
Girl, but you need an Oscar if you could do that, because Jesus Christ,
that's a lot of playing.
It's like with my voice, you know, I can't tell you. I even switched it up. Did you see what I did there?
It's like with my voice, you know. Did you see what I
done? Anyway, it's like with my voice, I can't tell you. I can't. Okay, so the first time I speak to a guy, I tend to just soften it up a bit, but I promise you, by the 10th minute into that conversation,
it's back.
Hello, hi, wagwan, what we doing? What we doing?
It's literally back. It's actually back.
I can't. There's times where my voice goes really deep for some reason. I can't control it, and I can't pretend that I'm all, hi, how you? This ain't no Mickey Mouse shit. This ain't no Mickey Mouse shit. I can't do this. There's bass in my voice. You're gonna hear me whether you like it or not. So
you tell him, girl.
That's just
let that thing tap to the top of the roof.
It really did reach the
roof. It really did. But my whole thing is, like, when guys say, oh, girls bring certain heartbreaks to themselves.
They're not lying.
They're not lying.
They're not lying. Because sometimes I can create scenarios in my head, and if you don't play to that scenario, I'm going to be upset. But at the same time,
you're not communicating it.
Exactly. I didn't tell you that this is what I like, or this is what I expect you to act. I'm just here picturing in my head, oh, he better bring me flowers. But I haven't even given the hint that I want flowers.
Yeah. Thank you for that shot. Anyway. I always expect flowers. I feel like if you don't bring them, why are you coming?
But to be fair, I kind of gave the hint by saying my favorite flower is this, this, and this.
Yeah, you have to come with.
But I wasn't even thinking it in the way of, oh, when you see me, you best bring flowers.
No, you best bring those flowers, because I ain't even.
I'm not that kind of gal to play with.
Yeah, like, as much as, like, when I used to date this one guy, and he was be like, girls don't even like flowers. I'm there like, you're fucking men then, because girls that I know, even when we say we don't like flowers, it's the gesture.
I used to think didn't like flowers, but I like it. I walk past the living room and I see my flowers, I was like, oh, that looks so cute.
It's the gesture.
It is, Doc. Look at that. Speaking of flowers.
Bruh, I have flowers everywhere in my house, so if you come to my house and you tell me I don't like flowers, what's wrong with you? No. Buy me grass, mate. I like anything to do with nature. Anything green. Anything to do with nature. And if you come, like, the guy went to me, he goes, you're the first girl that I met that liked flowers. I was you never got a communication between the person that you were with. When you come to see me on a certain day, I'm expecting some flowers.
Hey. I'm a person that I like flowers now. I like getting flowers.
That's one thing you can't change.
I'm like, even learning to look after them. Exactly. Because these motherfuckers are gonna last. Are you crazy? I'm watering them
I watched a movie and I want to be that wife that is always going around her garden looking after the flowers. I love flowers. If you're listening, baby, I like flowers.
This is them moving forward the episode.
To who?
I don't know, whoever.
No one. That's what I said. If he's out there and he's listening, he should know I like flowers.
Jesus.
I'm in the girl.
But this is where I say we have to hold some women accountable in terms of actually saying what it is you want. I used to be that girl that, oh, I don't want to scare him away, or I don't want to say or demand too much, and then next thing you know, he's not gonna want to talk to me.
Yeah,
but now it's like, no,
you need to tell the person
I want this, and this. It's I expect this, and this type of treatment, because how could you possibly want to be treated like a queen if you don't tell the guy this is the sort of treatment I come? Princess treatment all the way through. This is the vibe that I'm on,
and you're getting that king treatment back.
Good morning, King. Hello.
Are you mad? darling.
Do you see the post that I put on Snap? Give a girl flowers and see what you will get.
Hello, good morning.
That's the thing. Girl, the thing about females, it doesn't take a lot to impress us.
Guys, I'm telling you.
And it really has nothing to do with, like, sentimental stuff.
Yeah.
Bro, you just need to be that person. Be present. Flowers are, like, £2.50 now. You don't need to
the come most you enough. Probably spend is £5. Or 10 if you want to go all the way out.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's a bit, but yeah.
Mm.
And it's like, you don't need to do too much. Just some chocolates, you know. Be, what's that thing? Attentive.
Yeah.
And it's like,
Times she's telling you what she wants. She's just not being direct.
Yeah. And that's the thing about girls sometimes.
Ladies, sometimes you actually have to be direct. Because these people, they're mad, you know. They're actually mad. You have to be straightforward. Like, this, and this, A, B, C, and D.
The thing about breaking up with people,
yeah,
is when it comes to communication, girls don't know how to ask their man to be honest and be like, babe, are you cheating on me?
Mm-hmm.
Are you having sex with a different female?
Instead, I feel like that's because of the fear of it actually being true.
Sorry about that. But instead... I'm sorry. If it's true, it's true. If it's not, it's not. But I feel like when you're by yourself, as long as I have been,
yeah,
you come to a point where you're not scared to be by yourself again.
Absolutely not.
If a situation ever occurred.
No. Stay if you want to, leave if you need to.
Exactly. Because if I feel like you're not being direct with me, there's no point of me being with you. There's no point of me wanting to stay with you. There's no point of me cherishing you, giving my body to you, knowing that you could possibly come and give me HIV, STD, STTT.
Yes, whatever. And it's not even just my body. I'm willing to give you my heart. I'm ready to spend money.
That shit.
Time.
The heart is the thing that hurts.
Mate,
when a breakup occurs,
I'm being so honest. And it's them ones where I'm scared to do this, but I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and do it anyway, because why am I doing it half-hearted?
Yeah,
I'm in it to win it and to mean it, so let me go all out.
And another thing why I feel like we get heartbroken, women especially, is I know it sounds crazy, but it's when a woman forces a guy into a relationship and he can't say no.
Yeah, that's
I've seen it. I haven't done it, but I've seen it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you've forced him into a relationship and you're like, why isn't he doing this? Why isn't he doing that? He can't, because he doesn't want to do it for you. He doesn't need to do it for you. Yeah. He has no intentions to do it for you.
He doesn't even know how to go about it because it's you.
You, exactly.
that's just the
he
way
has
it
no
is.
Interest in you.
Oh,
but
let
because
me tell you, when a guy is interested in you,
oh my god.
darling, let me come close to the
when a guy is interested in you,
when he wants you to be his woman, I promise you would not have to fight it. You don't have to force it.
At all.
Not one bit.
Preach it.
Things are being done for you.
100.
So it can make you happy.
Bro.
Okay? This man will step out of his comfort zone if it means seeing you smile.
Bro.
Just to see you smile. That's all he needs. And that's it. That's all there is to it.
When he wants you, he will go all the way for you.
Listen, you don't even have to question it.
Like, I remember funny story. It was Valentine's Day, yeah. This was a while ago.
Oh, Jesus.
And then we must have went to, at the time, he was my boyfriend's house.
Yeah.
And, like, he was like, I thought he was breaking up with me. I was there thinking, why are you doing it in front of everyone? Like,
let me announce it so you don't have
reels.
To tell them.
And then it's like, he got everyone to sit down And I was like, okay, why is everyone sitting down? Like, if you don't want me anymore, just say it. Text me at least. So I can, you know, have a bit of decency, dignity while I'm still here.
Let me pick my face up from the floor by myself, not with
so
people.
So he was really like, oh, you know I love you, blah, blah, blah. I was there like,
are you going to propose
it? Okay. No, proposing was not even in my head. I was like, he's breaking up with me.
Jesus, you see how negative women can be sometimes.
Yeah, because I just went through heartbreak, so... Oh,
so you're just ready for it to happen
again. I was just like,
again.
I was properly looking at him dead in the eye like...
Do it.
Don't avoid my eyes. Do it. No, it's like, okay, cool.
No, he probably thought you was being romantic. These times you're daring him in your head.
No, I'm just there like... You might as well just say it. Like, just say it so, you know, I can up and leave and run.
You know, like that. Jesus.
And then he was like, oh, I made something for you thanks to, like, everyone here. And I'm there thinking, I don't know some of the people here. So it's like, you're just making it a bit awkward for me. But then he made this, like, whole presentation and he was telling me how much he loves me and blah, blah, blah. And it's crazy because... I was like, I didn't deep it, and I was like, oh, this is so cute, like, oh my god, ha ha ha. But then at the end of the day, I was like, he's not him. That's the only issue that I had.
It's not him. Everything you know, him, it needed to come from that man.
Exactly.
So I could be over the moon.
So it's like, the only reason I was like that was because I didn't give myself time to heal. I didn't give myself that space to be like, okay, cool, come out of it.
You haven't even given yourself that much of that much attention, and you're already giving it to someone else.
Sis, I was a ball player.
She
broke up in November. I was in a relationship in November. Wait. At the beginning of November, I was ending.
You ending wow. one.
I was ending.
The end of it. You had started another.
No,
one.
No. I was ending a relationship, and then. By the mid of November, I was starting a whole new one. I gave myself approximately 15 days to heal. And I was like, this guy was so sweet, but it was just, you know. And, like, he would show everyone. That's the whole thing for me. It was like, he shows...
a secret.
Yeah, he's showing everyone, like, this is my girl. He's doing this. He's doing that. He's
pulling... You know what pisses me off?
All the tricks.
You know when I do my makeup all nice and nice to see a man and you don't even attempt to take snaps? Even if you're going to delete it, not post it or save
yeah.
it. You don't even want to, you know, put my face on your screen.
Why, though? It's a date. Especially if I don't know you that well. So this is the
thing
about
women.
No, I'm
talking... I've known you.
I've known you. No. If you've known me...
You're no stranger to me. At this point, you can be my gynecologist. you are no stranger to me.
Nah, if I've known you for a while, then...
I don't even know if I said that right, by the way.
No, it is right. Okay. Gynecologist. If I've known you for a while, you need to be able to be comfortable with me. I like that's the thing with this previous person.
Mm.
It would be him snapping me all the time, and because I wasn't used to it, I'd just be like, "Don't do it.
Yeah,
why are you doing that?"
It's all that finger over that.
And then be like, "No, like you're my babes," and I'm there like,
"No,
don't do that."
Ah, well, you want it?
And they're like, "Oh my god,
stop it!"
Like. Oh, and then it's like we would do stuff, and then next thing you know, it's like, oh my god, you were doing this, and then I took a video of you. Look how stupid you look, and I'll be like, oh my god, give me the phone. Like,
I can't shake this Valentine's Day thing off of me.
No, I can't. I'm in love.
I actually can't shake it off.
I'm actually in love.
I woke up in such a good mood today.
I woke up in a good mood on Valentine's Day, and I feel like it's still in me.
Yeah.
I feel like it is still in me. I was so excited to see my friends.
No, it happens. Yeah,
I was
happens.
So excited. It was crazy. Like, I was so excited to see my friends, and then I was just there like, oh, I'm in love.
Do you want to get some wine after?
Yeah, I'm down okay. still.
I want some. No, but do you know what I was thinking the other day?
I want to get drunk now.
I can't, I have work tomorrow, but yeah, I can go hungover.
Nobody's gotta know.
No one.
Nobody's
gotta
know.
How would they know?
How would they know?
They wouldn't know.
They wouldn't know.
No, no, but real talk now. The other day I was thinking, I am so tired of shallow relationships.
Oh.
Like, there's no depth to it. There's no intimacy. There's no trust.
Yeah.
And that goes for whoever I'm considering to be anybody important in my life. Do you get what I mean?
That what you mean?
Do you get it? Okay. Like, how can I know you but not know you?
Yeah, I'm not allowing that anymore.
Like, I can't do it.
I'm not. Yeah, no. Because
I'm trying. I'm the type of person that I'd be trying to do everything with you. You know, let's go out to drink. Let's do this. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's this, that, and the third. And
I want to understand you.
Yeah, I can't be feeling this way, but the feeling is not mutual. This girl's firing her mic.
Yeah, bro. It's like,
there's nothing like worse.
My mic still.
You know, you might have switched it.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than you seeing someone in one way or thinking that, okay, this is how the relationship is going, but in their mind, is something else entirely. You might just be that, just that friend.
That shit hurts.
You're just that friend, whereas, yeah, it does. You're just that friend or just that girlfriend.
Yeah.
You're just there for being there.
Yeah.
Because.
No, but it goes for guys as well. It goes for guys as well.
Everybody.
Because I remember, in a certain situation where I felt like, I wouldn't say I was in love, but I was of what sort feeling the extreme of lust.
Oh, yes.
It's not love, but it's the top epitome of lust.
Of the lust. Yes, 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 yes.
Like, I was on the lust ladder.
No, I can't.
I was on the lust ladder of it, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, I was in bed with this guy, and then my girl messages me, and she's like, oh, she can't get a hold of me. So, she kept on calling me. And then my other friends calling me. And they're like, why are these people calling me? Like, stop calling me. You know where I am. Like, why are you calling me? Me and babes are doing babe shit. Like, you're out here calling me. Don't be calling me. Come to find out, the person that I was laying next to was doing some mindless behavior. Mindless behavior. And then come to find out, like, he was doing mad dirt. And then I was just there, like, because of the lust level that I was at, I did not want to believe it.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's not true. It's not.
She's looking like she's trying to slap the person that's telling the truth.
No, yeah, because I'm there thinking, wait, it's not true.
You're lying.
My girl's like, check your WhatsApp.
Oh, God.
You know, back in them days, we'll be like, check your WhatsApp. Check, I sent everything there. And I'm there like, oh, this bitch had to go and get evidence.
You couldn't just... You know, what's that thing, or that TikTok of, is that your man? Yes, that's him. Is that him there? Absolutely is.
Look at the back.
Yep, that's him. With another girl kissing someone.
That's him.
I know my man.
And then it's like, we just spoke bullshit to each other in the bed.
That's the maddest part. It's like,
that was just,
we've reached a certain point in
of love,
lust, of intimacy, lust. I guess, of lust, whatever you want to call it, whether it be physical or emotional, we've got there.
Yeah.
And you're telling me I have to now end it, because first of all, you didn't cheat. I didn't see whatever evidence she said. I'm blind. How about that?
I couldn't though, because I wasn't going to let another person take me for a mug.
Yeah.
I can't.
When you look yourself in the mirror, you're like, am I a dickhead?
So in my whole life of living from however old, from however old I started dating until this age, I've only had two relationships. And even in those two relationships, I tell myself,
yeah,
I don't know if I can manage a third one, because I might have to literally not go to prison because I harmed someone in a bad way, but obviously assault is going to be involved. Because It's not meant to be deadly.
Battery.
But yeah. Battery.
Yeah.
What that's am I putting in the light?
No, when you put hands.
Oh shit! Is that what it's called?
Yeah, battery.
Okay, cool. I'm battery.
Oh god.
I'm committing battery.
You're committing a crime.
Is that I'm committing battery?
No, I don't think that's. No, that's just the name of it. You assaulted someone. You put your hands on them, and
it's without, called battery.
Yeah, it's like if a guy was to like just grab up your arm or something, and you didn't obviously consent to it, then it's called battery.
Isn't that just assault?
There's different. What? Don't you know the law?
Oh my god!
There's different words for the same thing.
Well done to the law.
Well, it's a what? What's it called? It's a soup letter.
Soup.
Yeah, because it's just bare words for one thing.
What do you mean soup?
Have you never seen those soups that have different that the spaghetti is different letters of the alphabet?
Let's move on.
Anyway, child.
Because at this point I'm becoming hungry.
She doesn't even know what you're on about.
I don't know what you're on about soup. What's souping? Like, we're talking about assault, she's talking about food.
Right, so amidst all this nonsense of heartbreaks, you know. Let's wheel it back a little bit before you even get to the heartbreak. The importance of getting to know the person that you are claiming to love.
That's crazy.
How would you rank the importance?
There's no importance. Well, now I know that there's an importance. Like, you need to tick a certain amount of boxes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you can never know that truly. I say this, in a year of being with someone, in a year,
yeah.
You cannot know.
You don't know shit about that man, girl. You better not lie to yourself. Know. You better not.
You don't know, because he's still
shine
trying
your eyes,
to.
Please, I beg.
He would either still try to, like, have you around, or you are too blind to see.
Yeah.
As what is going on.
It's
that one
where, let me keep you around because I've had you for this long and we're so close to being together for a year. Or we've been so, we're almost to a year, we can't end it now type of things.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
That entitlement.
Another
that's
thing.
That's what traps people sometimes.
Yeah, toxicness as well.
Yeah.
I will say it wholeheartedly. I am, and like I feel like I've told you when it was with that person, and he was a really nice guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's just not. Shit. He's not.
You know when you want someone to match your energy.
Match me, man.
Throw me on the wall, bruv. Don't do it, but do it.
In my mind.
You know, the other day that was so much. I thought to myself, right, tomorrow you need to calm down. I want to have an argument. You know that argument where you throw each other's phone on the wall. Baby, rip me.
That's what I need. If even just
and
once.
Then we have sex.
Huh?
And then we have sex. Yeah! It's all leading up to that moment.
Because that's the thing, like, I just need. When. It's not even. Personally, I don't believe it's toxicness. I just believe. I find it hard to find guys that can, you know, calm me down. I'm a very jumpy girl.
You know,
I tend to go for the quiet guys.
Yeah, no,
and because I tend to go for the quiet guys, it's always like when, like, let's say I'm having an argument with another guy, and the guy's like, you need to control your girl. I look at my man like, you better not say shit, because if I come and bang him, I'm banging you in the face too.
You need to control your girl. I'm looking at you like, you best fuck him up. That's the energy I'm on. Fuck him up. How dare he speak to your woman like
man,
that?
Man, I used to fuck up guys that used to mess with my man. I didn't have time to wait. Because the people that I went for, they were very sweet.
Do you know
well,
what?
One
I
of
always
them
say
was
I
very
don't have
sweet.
A type, but I do have a type.
I do have a type.
And
you need to be able to
it's a
know
certain
how to calm me down.
Energy.
Yeah.
That my type comes with.
Mm-mm. It's crazy. Because even after I break up with these people, yeah, I just have to let this be known. Even after I break up with these people and we meet or we just have banter, it's still there.
They're still entitled to you, you know.
Fucking hell,
it's still it feels like that's my girl, by the way. I'm with her, so just
bro.
So you know. Let the whole room know this is mine.
Are you mad?
I don't need to say it's it, but you there. Know it from the way I look at her.
And you know what? I've realized I do have a type. And my type is so...
My type is not nice.
No, it's not.
It's not nice. It's not the nicest.
No, it's
for,
not.
For the type of person that I am and the life that I want to live, my type is not the nicest.
Mm-mm.
But what can I do?
See, the legs just...
The legs!
Wait.
Yeah. My type is not the nicest, but hey-ho is what makes me happy.
Yeah, maybe that's why I lead to breakups.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought about that, though.
What?
Because but that's the thing. Yeah, but then I keep... Like, I tried the nice people. I really did.
I tried the sweet
and it's like... It's not I do mad things on purpose, but I would do something mad and I'm like, are you not going to tell me why did I do that? Like, it's like... My way of you showing me that you care is being like, you shouldn't have done that. That's why did you do like, that?
If you're going to shut me up, grab my neck. Because I don't
know. I'm talking about normal communication. Seriously, talking about normal communication. Level with me. No. No. No.
If you're going to shut me up, just grab my neck. You've got my attention now. I'm listening. Hello, hi. Yeah, back to normalcy.
It's like I'm just there like especially
no reaction.
Nah, cause there was this one time where we went out for our friend's birthday. So it was our friend's birthday, we went out, everyone brought their boyfriend at the time.
Oh, that's the time I got her in trouble.
Bro. And this is when I was like, this man is so sexy, cause I don't believe anyone understood at that point. I was like, I will love you, because he saw me doing something that's not right. He did not check me in front of everyone.
Oh, he clocked as hell.
Are you mad?
Oh, he saw it. So wait, my man was sitting next to me. Did he not know what I was doing?
Are you mad? Because I was like, damn. Shit, then look at that.
No, I tapped you.
Oh,
that's why you got in trouble, you idiot. I'm seeing this. Let me paint the picture. All right, cool.
We're all sitting down.
Sitting down, yeah. We were in global, right? Buffet type of thing.
Yeah.
So it's a long table. So I'm sitting next to Rhea, obviously. My man is to my right and her man is to her left. So I look to my left and I see this fine being. Bald beard, muscular, tall, chocolated,
built
from head to top to toe. The man was fine. So I said, Rhea. I didn't say it. I tapped her shoulder. No, not her shoulder, her knee.
I'm yeah.
Because like, that would have been a bit too obvious. But I tapped her knee. I'm like, yo, look at my neck.
And then me,
she looked.
I was like, and then I turned around, I'm like, oh shit.
She turned around, she smiled at me. And then her boyfriend's friend, that human being.
Boy.
That human being, he clocked onto what happened. So he obviously alerted his friend. But then the boyfriend itself, he saw.
And he that saw was the craziest shebang. Thing.
But he never pulled out on it then and there. The dinner went on like nothing. I thought I got away. I sure as hell got away with it. She didn't.
He was like...
Maybe that's why the guy ran.
What guy?
Because you know, my boyfriend at the time, he had to go somewhere. This guy dipped for the train, for the bus. Maybe that's...
I was just there like, oh shit, we got clocked. She goes, no, he didn't. I was like, no, we got clocked.
All I'm seeing is, Tamara, you got me in
trouble.
You got
me in trouble. Like, what the hell?
What the hell?
What's going on? I was like, he saw us looking. Oh, and the way he put it was just so simple.
It made you feel bad, didn't it?
It made me feel so bad. But that's the thing. Know how to communicate to a person. Don't do this whole, what is it called?
You know when you put a scene, you put it on a shelf. Listen, let me tell you something. This is my toxic trait coming up. When you tell me I'm wrong, don't tell me I'm wrong.
Show me.
Yeah, make me feel that I'm wrong.
Bro, it was the calmness for me.
Yeah.
And it's like, even when I saw him, he was like, don't do shit like that in front of me again. I was there like,
that's the energy I need.
I was like, unbutton. I was just like, unbutton.
No, say it one more time.
I fully went close to him and I was like, what did I do? Like, I'm trying, at this point, toxicity's coming out. I don't think anyone understands I'm fully asking the person what I did because I just want you to be rattled just a bit more.
And just I want be you to rattle my cage.
Exactly. And it was like, when you're with your girls, you can do that crap. When I'm with you and you're with your girls, you shouldn't be licking. I was there like,
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I would never do that.
That's exactly what I said. I
would never do that again.
I said, I'm so sorry. Even when I'm with my girls by myself, I'm not going to do that again. I'm so sorry.
You see, I need
someone. And then he was like, no, I just wanted to let you know. And I was like, I'm buttoned, bro.
Yeah, I know.
I'm fucking buttoned.
Just because. Can we get to it? Because I'm throbbing. Hurry up.
The girl is not holding back.
What? For who? We've got time to waste. I just need you to... this is where I say... this whole gender roles... or what's it called? Feminism.
Yeah.
This is where I say it's not for me. Because I just want you to be a man.
No. It's let me tell you this. And let me shed a light to any girl out there that feels like... feminine and masculinity power. Everyone needs it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has it. The only reason girls need feminine power is when they're with their man. That's someone to be vulnerable with. Yeah. The time that a woman needs their masculine power is when they're at work. Office roles. You need to dominate a place. When you're being a leader, you need to dominate. Especially in a male-dominating field.
Exactly. You have to have presence or you're not going to be heard.
100%.
You need to step on toes and, you know, speak up. Because, girl...
And it goes the same way with men. Like, when a man needs to be a man, it's when it's at work. It's when it comes to protecting his woman. It's when it comes to protecting his mom, his family, everything. His standards, his morals.
His money.
It goes with everything. But when... it's okay for a man to be in the house and go in the kitchen and start cooking. Like, absolutely. It's okay.
Ah, hell, you gotta eat too, no? You go cook as well.
It's okay. Like, it's fine. That's when your femininity comes out. And it's not a bad thing.
It absolutely
but
is.
It's when people decide to get the two and just put the negatives towards it.
No, I feel like then, it's when people want men to just be masculine all the time. 24/7.
Hell no, man.
And they just want women to be feminine all the time.
Hell no. As much as I'm... let me tell you something. There was a relationship that I was in. And I tell you this for free, I never cooked.
Mm.
Every time I went over to this guy's house, he had food ready for me. Simply because he knew... Exactly. I just found him in the kitchen and I'm like, rah, like, what are you doing?
Hello,
he's like, I'm making you food. Like, and I just used to be like, so this is what people that come from your country do, because people that come from Africa don't do this. They're expecting food.
Not all the ones that come from that country. Mm.
Okay, not all of them.
No, not all of them.
But it depends, you know.
I tell you that for free, not all of them.
See what I mean? Heartbreak. Obviously, not all of them, but I was just like, raw.
But the ones that do?
They know how to cook it down.
They read better than me. I said, yo.
Nah, once I tasted his food, I was like, you know, if we get married, I'm not allowed in the kitchen because... baby, I can't do that. I can't do it.
I will ruin the flow.
And you will hate me. You would ask why you married me because it's definitely not because of the kitchen.
It's not because of that.
I mean, if you need me to fry chips, I can do that. But when it comes to these...
even that, I might burn. So
when it comes to these, like, fish, chicken...
the meat, main meals.
Baby, that's you. That's and then I got to realise that, oh, even his dad is the guy in the kitchen. And I was like, this makes so much sense.
Do you get what I mean?
I was there like, this really makes so much sense. On that note, people of the...
world.
World, and anyone that's listening. learning how to love yourself after a breakup is possible. You just need
it's
to...
It's one of the most important steps to take after a breakup, especially.
Yeah. You just need to, like, go through the hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Allow the hurt to happen. That's one thing that a lot of people forget.
You need to let you it need actually to allow hurt.
The hurt to happen, because the minute you allow the hurt to happen and another relationship comes along, you know for a fact you don't want to feel the same way that you felt before. So you
and here's choose. The catch. Even when you do feel that way, you know how to manage yourself exactly. without having to latch and rely on someone else.
100%. That's why when certain guys break up with girls and they'll be like, "Raw, she just went."
That's because I know how to handle it on my own and keep it stepping.
It's
I'm not going to call you 10 million times. Why did you do that? No, it's fine.
It's like being a mother. My mom says this to me all the time. It's like being a mother. Yes, all the kids hurt differently, but you know it's a kid coming out.
Yeah.
You know it's a flipping child coming out, so you know how to handle it. The same way you handled the other one is the exact same way you're going to handle this one. Yes, the feelings might be different, meaning you have to treat them a bit differently because they're different personalities, but the same way you handle yourself is the same way you handled yourself before.
Yeah.
Let's not allow people to micromanage our feelings. Yes.
Control our emotions and decide whether we act out or not.
Because the minute you decide to let someone to micromanage your feelings, that's you gone.
They have that's you at the palm of their hand.
100%. That's you as a person gone in the drain.
Ooh, you surrendered. That's it.
Your will to be yourself.
Yeah, literally.
And it's like, you can't live if this person isn't, you know, in your life. And I feel like even when it comes to, I know this is a crazy thing to mention, but suicide as well. Mm. A lot of people who have been heartbroken and find themselves that, for example, they've been with a person for like 10 years and they're like, I can't live without him. So it's like, if I can't live without him,
then I can't live
at all.
Yeah.
Like, I saw that she was a flight attendant girl. She went, she went on the wing and then she just fell flat.
Because her boyfriend broke up with her.
No,
I think he was her fiance.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he broke up with her. And that she was like, there was no will for me to live. There's always will to live, man. If you're obviously religious, turn to God. If you're not religious, turn to family. All that attention that you were giving that person, put it into your siblings, your mom, your dad,
your uncle. Give it to a project, a hobby.
Bro, every time I went through a breakup, I came out with a new
idea. You have to transfer the energy. Energy never disappears. It's transformed into something else. It is your responsibility to now go through the process of transforming that energy of pain into something that can be your happiness.
100%. You just need to find yourself, allow yourself, and accept yourself. A lot of people do this thing where they're like, what did I do wrong? Nothing.
Sometimes you haven't done a single thing.
Nothing
wrong.
It's
just how it plays out.
You are you. You are beautiful. Don't let no one ever break you down. This goes for both men and women. You are worth more, whether you're a woman, whether you're a man. If she's treating you like a dog, you don't need that.
You deserve better, my king.
You deserve to be a king. As much as I like to say, guys aren't crap. No, guys are.
You deserve that.
When you find the... You deserve
someone to comb your beard.
Okay? I'm not.
You deserve someone brushing them waves and making sure they're looking fly.
Exactly. Okay? My man is a representation of me. You need to look
just as good as I do.
Exactly. And your woman is a representation of you. She needs to look exactly how you would want to look
to the world.
Yeah, and how you would like to be represented. So let us allow ourselves to heal after breakups. Let us allow ourselves to love ourselves, to forgive ourselves, to understand that sometimes not all breakups need closure. Some breakups just need to be breakups and that's the end of it.
And that's it.
That's actually the end of it.
You find that closure within yourself. And sometimes it might not even be just finding closure. It could just be a be done with it. You deal with your feelings, whatever feelings you had towards that person, and you move on.
100%.
Because that closure is just you trying to latch onto them.
It's trying to understand something that you'll never understand, which is who another human person. Human person.
A human being.
Human.
We can never
understand. You can never understand who another human person is.
Hell, we're still trying to figure ourselves out.
Who we are, exactly.
Imagine a whole other person.
And especially when people break up with people and be like, I thought I knew you.
You don't. Baby girl, you changed. The person you were 2 years ago is not the person you are now. It's the same with every single human in this planet.
The growth has hit differently.
Listen.
The growth has
definitely hit. You grow and change every time. It's down to you. Or to whoever you're in a relationship to accept and understand that I'm either going to grow with you
or without you. Yeah, and either way,
and I'm that's growing. Okay. And that's okay. It's fine. It's not the end of the world.
100.
Because you can grow away or apart from each other.
On that note, guys, have a lovely day.
Bye.